Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. You have reached Healthcare Consultants. I mean, no, you haven't. You have reached American Health Crisis. This is Blog Talk Radio that we're broadcasting through. And this is your host, Paulette Young. And you'll be joined by guest Selena Lindsay. Our hot topic today is hyperthyroid. Is it the foods they eat that's causing some of the activities of the children? Hi, Selena. How are you?
Fabulous.
Good. Introduce yourself to the audience.
Good evening. My name is Selena Lindsay, and I am a former CPA for over 30 years, and currently I'm an entrepreneur running a trucking company and also working with nonprofits to do a little good and give back. And some of those things are things that I feel that are good for the community or good for people to know. At the end of the show, we'll give out that information, so stay tuned.
All right. So today we're talking about foods and what it's doing not only to our kids, even to us too. Is your child calm or hyper? What type of diet do you feed your child? Do certain foods cause your child to be out of control? Why do other countries not allow certain dyes and preservatives not to be used in their countries? That's our topic for tonight, and I'm going to say a few things. We're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to start off, and the things we're going to talk about is the sugars, the different types of sugars, the different types of preservatives, and even artificial sweeteners and what these things are doing to our bodies. Sugar, some of the negative effect is tooth decay, you get fat, or they use the word obesity, and behavioral problems, diabetes, heart disease. I'll start off with the tooth decay. When sugar remains, they were telling us, in your mouth for like 20 minutes, especially in infants and children, like through breastfeeding or using sweeteners or, you know, putting something sugary on the pacifier like honey or any of those things, or you give the baby a bottle and they go to sleep with the bottle in their mouth. They said what happens is the bacteria uses this food to produce acid that attacks the teeth and causes tooth decay. So there's refined sugars that are found in candy, cakes, donuts, ice cream, etc. They have high amounts of sugar, lemonade and concentrated juice, cereals, processed foods, and even ketchup, barbecue sauce, salad dressing, pasta sauce, frozen meals, canned fruits, vegetables, all contain added refined sugar. Recommended, a lot of people don't realize, well, how much sugar can I have a day? You shouldn't have over 24 grams a day for women. That's 6 teaspoons. For men, 36 grams a day. That's 9 teaspoons. Your added sugars are like your table sugars, your cane sugars, your white sugars, brown sugars, and even they said that sugar in the raw, people think that's okay, but it's not. Corn syrup, high fructose corn syrup, sucrose, fructose, glucose are other words for added sugars to watch out for. And they said one article I read, 350 calories of sugar daily, according to the Harvard School of Public Health, that people consume on a regular basis. What you need to do is choose foods that are naturally low in sugar. You got to be careful even with that, because it's low in sugar doesn't mean it's all you can eat buffet or all you can eat because it's low in sugar, because then you have to count what you're consuming. Some doctors are saying sugar does not affect child's behavior. Others are saying, yes, it does. What you can do for yourself, give your child a test. My daughter and her husband just took my little granddaughter is about 17 months old, just took her off of all this stuff I just read. You should see her behavior. They call it terrible twos, is it? Or is it the foods? Did you give the child too much sugar? And my granddaughter is so calm. Today's day two of calm child. So was it the terrible twos that she's getting ready to go through, or was it the sugar that she's been fed? And even like Cheerios, it's not a healthy cereal the way people, a lot of these healthy snacks, if the parents don't look at what's in it, you got to read those labels. And if it's got a lot of refined sugar, stop. Don't give it to them. And see what happens next. Instead of paying attention to ones that say, oh, it doesn't cause any, try it on your own child. You be the research and the tester and prove to yourself what's right or what's wrong for your child. Stop listening to those that are saying it's safe, and you're watching, you can hardly control the child, and it may be diet. So give it a try and see what happens. Okay, what do you have to say about that, Selena?
Well, I think also, too, it's kind of off the shelter, but a little bit of what they call ADHD, some of these sensitivities, which means, again, a hyperactive child, and it's that's one of the key things that they say is wrong with a child that has this particular problem, is certain types of things, and they recommend some of the same foods that cause hyperactivity are milk, chocolate, soy, wheat, eggs, beans, corn, tomatoes, grapes, oranges. And so these are some of the things you have to look at if you've got a hyperactive kid or you're loading them up with this stuff. Some of the other things I think you need to look at is the juice, especially concentrated juice. People don't realize how much sugar it is. And another main thing they don't realize what's in that juice is sodium benzoate. And this is found especially in juice that is manufactured for kids. So all that little stuff you get in the box, you know, uh-huh. that cute little punch stuff and all those cute little box things with the straw in it. Mm. Mm-hmm. That's what's in that stuff. It has a chemical in it. Mm-hmm. Also has there are other kinds of things that are very common allergens that create hyperactive kids, which is basically some of the same stuff, you know, your dairy, your eggs, your soy, and your corn. And anything that is a byproduct of that stuff, because people don't realize that, guess what? Pepsi cert comes from corn. Okay, it's even sweeter than the sugar. And some of the things the kids have from this stuff, you know, they have major behavior changes, such as headache. And and that's where you start to see is hyperactivity and mood changes. Another thing that they put in the food that you got to watch out for is called monosodium glutamate. And this is a flavor enhancer. And you can get that stuff if you want to read when you see that stuff, because it's been known to change the mood of a child and his behavior and to give him headaches and make him act real crazy, real jittery and hopping around. And so you really got to pay attention to these things that they're saying, and also, too, what Paulette is saying, is it the kid or is it the food? We never saw ADHD in the mannerism that we see today. Almost to the point, every child's got it. You know, it's nothing for somebody to come home and say, they just diagnosed my kid with this crap. You know, guess what? If you keep feeding them all this stuff, everybody's got it.
And then they want to put them on medicine, and they never. But some physicians are beginning to attack the diet. I know in the other countries, Europe, they do attack the diet. A lot of things we have in our food is banned in their food because they associate it.
Number one, dyes, which we call it artificial color, and certain dyes are not even allowed in other countries, but
in
the United
Italy,
States,
France, different parts of Europe, Spain. I wanted to mention, too, for you people, for the ones that are out there drinking the canned soda, 12 ounces of a canned soda has 10 teaspoons of sugar, 160 calories. And your average sweet drink have more. So when you're drinking things like fruit punch, soda, that sweetened tea, if you're drinking that every day, then you increase your risk for obesity by 7. That's
well,
very
I like to tell people with a seriousness, understand, when would you sit down and start spooning into your mouth 12 teaspoons of sugar?
Nobody would. That sounds so nasty. That's gross. You'll drink it down your throat. In fact, you may drink 2 and 3 cans. Or
exactly.
4 cans. And so, say you're up to your 4th can, that's 40 teaspoons of sugar. Who would do that? You're not gonna, you would never take a 5-pound bag of sugar and in your mouth put 40 teaspoons of sugar. It's just unheard of. Now, they have new rules for babies, especially those running daycares and preschools. No juice for babies under 6 months. 6 ounces of juice for if you're 6 months to 1 year. That's it. 6 ounces of juice for 1 to 6 years. And if you're over 6, they say 12 ounces. That's it for the whole day. Because they're associating things like diabetes with the high sugar diet that children had at one time. And they're associating that with pediatric diabetes type 2 later in life. And it can cause, later in life it can cause heart disease and infertility also. So how safe is the sugar? It's not safe at all. So unless we begin to, you know, make some changes, then we're in trouble. And then how safe are the artificial sweeteners? Are they safe? Now, one article, which I look at as false, said that the Food and Drug Administration has said that there were 5 artificial sweeteners that were safe for every day for your kids and for adults. All I can say is don't do it. You have to be out of your mind if you use these artificial sweeteners on children. And one of them they said was aspartame. They just banned aspartame like in your Pepsi. Pepsi took it out. Coke left it in. So if you're going to a drive-thru, is it Pepsi or Coke? If it's Coke, they have the aspartame in it. And that's all. They know that causes cancer. That's why Pepsi took it out. You also have sucralose. If no one realized what sucralose, when you see that sugar, that's Splenda. In Italy, they did research and said it caused tumors in the liver and lungs. How dare articles say that it's safe? Sacrin, they're trying to say that it's safe. No, it's not safe in humans. If it did it to the rat, I'm a human being, it'll do it to me too. I know 4 people that died of cancer of the liver, and I asked one question, did you ever take sacrin? They took sacrin religiously. And they end up with a failed liver. Don't forget, honey is not safe for kids that are 1 year old and under, if they're younger than that. And that's another. Now, stevia, they haven't said anything about. But over in Europe, they've already proven, and I just learned this, so I guess I'll go stevia too. It causes cancer in the animals, and it's linked to reproductive problems. Boy, they done sold us on stevia. First, I threw away the Splenda because of the tumors and cancer in the lungs and liver, and a sacrum because of the cancer of the liver, equal because your brain won't remember anything, and now stevia. Well, they ain't did enough study yet. So they're going to study. They already study the animals to prove what it does. Now we got to study the human beings. Really? Are we crazy? Is this a world gone just plumb crazy? It's almost like, well, what do? You got to take something. Really? Do we? Should we just have stuff in moderate amounts like they told us anyway? Instead of trying to have more than we're supposed to have and think all these things are safe and then it's causing another problem. So, you be the judge. Go ahead, Selena.
Well, the other thing I was going to say is that one of the things that they have proven also with fish oil, sugar, stevia, and all the rest of it is when you use that, it's only going to make you crave the real deal, sugar. It may taste like sugar in the food, but it's going to make you crave it. So essentially speaking, doesn't really help you, along with causing your liver problems and your cancer. It's just another moneymaker. That's what we're dealing with. And also, too, in reference to colorful cereal, any of the cereal that is nice and colorful, it's that way for a reason, to attract your child. So leave those Lucky Charms alone. It's not lucky at all. You know, that stuff is loaded with sugar. And another point that they brought actually interferes if your child is also already diagnosed with ADHD, it interferes with their pills, it's actually mega doses of vitamins. Because a lot of people want to doctor their kids up. And you need to go check with your doctor before you start giving your kid a bunch of vitamins and leave those Fred Flintstone things alone. Because a lot of those so-called vitamins are loaded with sugar.
Okay, we've been talking. You've been listening to Selena Lindsay. If you want to speak at any time, all you have to do is call 858-769-4936 and press 1, and you're on the air. Anytime in the conversation, you can just jump right on in. All right.
Well, hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Dr. Kathy Lewis Sanders. Hey.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Hi, Selena.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I've been listening to your show. Thanks for the invite. Very interesting topic. I'm in agreement with everything that you're saying. I had a child, my middle son has ADHD, but I kind of learned late in life, you know, about the sugars. But at this age, yes, I know about it, and I've experienced many of the things that you're talking about. So I wish a million people were listening so they could get this confirmation.
Well, I may have to boost this post so that they can get it, so that
yes.
It does. At a higher number, because the message is all over the globe right now, to the ones that are tuning in throughout the whole United States and different parts of anywhere from Africa to India to Russia to Germany, to name a few of the places. I don't know for your son if you paid attention to the dyes. We know more today than we did, say, years ago, because the yellow 5 dye, the yellow 6 dye, red 40, they contain compounds like, it's called benzodiene and 4-aminobiphenyl, and all those things are linked to cancer, it's linked to allergies, hyperactivity, learning disabilities, irritability, and aggressiveness. So we know all this stuff. The problem with America is, even though they know it, it's still in the food. You go to Europe, it's not there. It's been banned. These same food colors. You cannot put, and if you have a food product that has these food coloring in it, the manufacturers here in America, in order to get their business, they have to take those dyes out. So the product still sells there without the dyes.
Well, yeah, I was familiar with the dyes. Unfortunately, when my kids became teenagers, they discovered things like Kool-Aid because we never had it in the house when they were kids. I knew a little bit about that. We tried to cook very natural. But be that as it may, they did get a hold of it. And so I am familiar with it. Even, you know, the lack of doing something correct, like drinking water instead of soda. We don't drink soda either. But I think the last evil thing, as you can put it, is getting rid of the sugar. But I did hear you mention the natural raw sugar, and I heard you mention honey. Can you give me a little bit more information about those two items?
Yeah, it's still, it's people just, they feel like if it's raw sugar, it's better for you. You have to count much. It's still too much, it's just too much. And then in honey, if they're below age one, they're not to have it at all.
Right.
They're not to have it at all. But you have to count the grams. If you can only have 24 grams of sugar, you can have all the honey you want, the way people think. Or I can have all the raw sugar. No, you can't. The body doesn't even metabolize all that stuff like it should.
Right.
It still causes a problem. So,
and that's 24 grams all day, right?
For the whole day.
My God.
And then men can have up to 36 grams for the whole day. So you're talking about even in your body or child's body, 6 teaspoons of sugar for the whole day. That's why they're pushing more vegetables. And you'll notice if a person is diabetic, their plate is more full of vegetables. Fruit. If it is a fruit, it's going to be more like a cantaloupe or your berries, like strawberries, raspberry, all the ones that are lower in sugar.
Because you
got to add up the sugar. Bananas have 12 grams of sugar by itself, just a medium banana. So that's considered high if you can only have 24 for the day. So, and people, I used to think you can eat all the fruit you want. No, you can't.
Right.
All the fruit. No.
Well, I think in the first one, most people like to eat only the sweet fruit. They don't like the other fruit.
Right.
And they think that's they just load up with the sweetness. And that's not working.
Yeah. Now, you can load up with your vegetables. They have no problem. I haven't seen one article say limit your vegetables.
Well, you got to watch that because I think there are a couple of pigs on the farm, and that's all they eat is corn, and they stay pretty fat.
Oh, okay. Well, it depends on not the high-carb vegetables. I'm talking about the low-carb, like spinach, cucumbers, lettuce. Romaine lettuce got a bad name right now because of the STD outbreak. But you have your Swiss chard, your collard greens. I ain't never seen nobody get fat on collard greens.
They're rich in a lot of collard greens, but they're regulated.
And that's the problem with a lot of people that when you say vegetables, they run from any of it that's green. That's the deal. You know, they act like children. And they fail to understand the greener it is, the more authenticity that it has in terms of vitamins, minerals, and all of the things that you need, and the way it's digested in terms of fiber. You're never going to have problems if you eat a little bit of that green stuff. You're never going to see any of those high fiber little plastic bottles talking about to help you go to the bathroom. You'll never need it.
Yeah, but now with even your fruits and vegetables, it's better to spend a little bit more money and have organic because those type of fruits and vegetables don't have pesticides sprayed on them because that's a problem in our country. And they're not genetically modified, meaning it didn't come from seeds that they took and altered. So all of that's become a problem with our food chain, and it's become a problem so great that people are coming down with various disease, cancer, tumors, and they're associating it with the food isn't the same as our grandparents, our parents, or what even some of us in my generation, what we were raised on. It wasn't a problem, but now, today, it is. And there's no labeling in our country because the food companies fight every year in Washington. They fight to not to have labels on the foods. Now, some companies have chose to, as a marketing scheme, to put a label on their food to get you to buy it versus not having a label. So, and you'll know if something's genetically modified. Buy a sack of apples and put it in your kitchen on the floor. Watch it sit there and not spoil.
Well, yeah, you know what's interesting?
If you bought some apples and they ain't spoiling, then it's been genetic modified to last.
Right.
You know, and that's it. Let me, and then I want to go into the preservatives. The preservatives were meant to so the food lasts longer because you have like your uncured meat and your cured meat. The uncured doesn't last as long, but it doesn't have the preservatives in it either that causes a problem. Like we have sodium nitrate. When it's added to your processed meat like bacon, ham, sausage, it can cause some stomach cancer. And
wow.
Why does it cause it? It has what they call that, nitrate is known. It's a preservative. And that preservative can cause damage.
Wow.
To your body. You also have what they call propylgalate. That causes liver damage. It's used in meat products, pickles, sauces, and even gum. Why do you put that stuff in somebody's gum? So now you'll chew and think, boy, this gum is good, not realizing what it's doing to you. Another preservative they have is this called sulfite. It preserves your dry fruit, canned fruit, corn syrup, canned olives, vinegar. And what does it lead to? Anything from asthma to joint pains to headache. And the big one, cancer. And people use it. And I think, Selena, you mentioned bromponate. It comes in an oil also. It's used as a preservative. Yeah. For bottle juice, and it can cause kidney damage, also thyroid problems, increase fatty deposits on your liver, causing damage to that area. So why is all
and,
this...
And how many minorities are walking around with a fat liver?
Right. And then that's why the Emergency Medical Service Authority of California came down and began, we had to, those of us that wrote programs, had to add the nutritional part because you had all these kids coming down at age 4, 3 with fatty liver disease. These were children. They said, oh, no, something's wrong here. What are they feeding them in the daycares? What is, you know, what is the, what's being missed? And that's why they took out the sugar immediately. Juice once a day, like I said, the 6 ounces. Can't just have juice all day. They have water in between. It's not necessary to
water.
Give them,
that,
you know. Yes. And then I don't know if you two are ice cream lovers, but they put that propylene glycol in it. And another one is called carboxymethyl cellulose. It's added to your ice cream. Now, in many countries, it's banned. It's used in salad dressing, cheese spread, chocolate milk. And see, the daycares and things banned it, that chocolate milk. Now I see why. That's also put
that's
in
so
ketchup,
sad.
Barbecue sauce,
wow.
And the list, you know, goes on. And yet, why did the other countries, you know, stop using it? And here we are in the United States, and it's still okay. Because, you know, it doesn't make sense.
Capitalistic society.
About
money.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm,
and that's a tragic. So we're killing ourselves in our countries, and other countries are... because they, well, ours is money generated because if we are well, then they won't make no money at hospitals and doctor's offices. Where in other countries, it's not money motivated. And what motivates them is keeping you well because your medical is free.
Right. Wow.
But they don't make money off of you.
Well, ladies, I would love to stay on, but I wanted to pop in because I love the show, and I want to extend the invitation to both of you.
Oh, thank you.
As a guest on my show. I would love for you to come on and talk about this. Even if you're ready Thursday, I will hop on, and you guys can come be my guest. My guest,
mm-hmm.
Yes, for real, because usually I book the show. But
well,
I'd love
then
for
give
you to come
us,
talk about
you know, the time and all that, and we'll call in.
Okay,
absolutely.
I would love it.
Oh, that would be great.
I'll send you the information. So, Selena, thank you for introducing me to Ms. Paulette. And Paulette, it's been real. I can't wait to see all the great things that are going to be going on for the rest of this year that God's going to bring our way. So I'm so excited to have the pleasure of meeting you.
Okay,
Fabulous.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. And sharing.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Okay. This is the time in the program that Selena has a list of. You have about at least 15 minutes, Selena, still left because I've extended the program. So go ahead. People, you need your pens and pencils and paper to write down some very important information that she gives the audience.
Okay, folks, we're going to go coast to coast. We're going to start at first California, and then we're going to kind of move across. So number one on the list is VeteranCareSolutions.org. VeteranCareSolutions.org is run by LaShonda Jones. You can reach LaShonda Jones at area code 909-329-8288. Next on the list is Kathy Braxton. Kathy Braxton is located at 290 East D Street in Colton, California. And what they kind of do over there is basically they are there for Saturday of the month, and they do a neat little thing with the homeless. They actually cook hot dogs and they cook hamburgers. So that some of the homeless can enjoy something like that. And it's really a neat thing. They also provide food, prayer, and a number of different other little items. So if you're in the area, please go to 290 East D Street in Colton and see Kathy Braxton. The phone number over there is 562-313-0041. And also the name of that organization is very neat, and I kind of like that little thing. It's called Sick and Tired of Being Sick and Tired. The next organization, I am the director of the board of directors over there, and it's called Sowing Seeds for Life. Sowing Seeds for Life is the second largest food bank in Southern California. For those of you that are indigent, and not only do we do food, we do clothes, shoes, a number of different things. Also, Paulette runs healthcare consultants over there, and you know, helps out passing out the same information that we pass out on the radio. Sowing Seeds for Life is located at 1350 Arrow Highway, and you can go there basically on the first and the third Wednesday of every month. The phone number over there, in case you'd like to volunteer or come help out, is area code 909-293-7735, and go to extension 232 and speak to Fran Robinson. She'll be glad to talk to you if you'd like to volunteer or perhaps donate to help us with our effort. No child should go to bed hungry. The next organization we want to talk about, we're going to move on and go to Arizona, is the Association of the Arizona Food Bank. The phone number over there is area code 602-528-3434. Next, also in Arizona, is we're going to do probably three in each state, is St. Mary's Food Bank Alliance. It's a really, really kind of neat place. They also have a lot of meat, food, clothes, and they really help individuals with some of the problems. They have a community resource center, and they can be reached at area code 602-242-3663.
The next one is the Community Food Bank, which is located in Tucson, Arizona. The phone number over there is 520-622-0525. Moving right along, we're going to go to New Mexico. In New Mexico, it's called the Association of Food. They're located at 5840 Office Boulevard, Northeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The phone number there is 505-217-1066. The next one is located, again, in New Mexico. It's called the Roadrunner Food Bank. And you can go to their website, which is www.phone number there is 505-247-2052. Again, the Roadrunner Food Bank. And the website is www.rrfb.org. We're going to move right along into Texas. In Texas, we're going to do North Texas and South Texas. In North Texas, you can go to their location, which is at 4500 South Cockrell Hill Road. And a friend of mine is over there, Dan Morton. That part of the Texas is also called it's Dallas, Texas. And again, I have another good friend that's over at the South Texas Food Bank, and her name is Trisha Cunningham. So if you happen to be in that area, give them a shout, and the phone number there is area code 214-330-1396. And also at the South Texas Food Bank, which is the address there is on 1907 Freight Street in Laredo, Texas. They're open from 8 to 5 every day, except for Saturday and Sunday. The phone number over there is 956-726-3120. Again, 956-726-3120. And one of the ones that I'm always not talking about is our second sister food bank, which is located in Maine. It's called the Sweetened Food Pantry, and you can go to its website at www.foodpantries.org. Phone number there, area code 207-647-5737. And for those of you that are in the know, Vicky's good old sister runs that food bank, and she's doing a fabulous job. Next situation we want to talk about, I believe, Paula, isn't there a women's march or something happening on the 18th or the 19th with the Kennedy Foundation, Ethel? It take me out. Here's the date for the at the Kennedy Foundation for the Women's March.
Oh, May the 19th starts at 8 a.m. at Ganesha Park in Pomona.
Okay, fabulous. And that's about it.
Kennedy Austin Foundation by Ethel Gardner.
Yeah, do we have a phone number there? Let me see. I'm trying to check
yes,
my
I
info.
Do. Vendors are still welcome. If they want to, be a vendor, they still can. I think there's no charge unless you're doing food. If you're doing food, then that's different. Then there is a charge. Let me pull that up for you right now.
Okay, yeah, because I briefly talked to her earlier today and kind of slipped my list. She's going to kill me.
Just because she just sent me something today as you speak. Let me pull that back up again. So
yeah, I think she was blasting us all, and I'm not exactly sure even where it went to. Kind of crazy. Trying to locate it. Okay, I think I have it.
It's the 10th annual Million Mothers March,
Million Moms March. And it's being done here in Pomona and other locations too. But here in the Pomona area, it's really, let's see, where is it? Let me look it up a different way. That way I'll have it. This is the first time I'm taking my time finding it. No, it's right there.
As much as I talk to her all the time, I can't even find a phone number. I think one of the numbers, though, is...
I have numbers, but I wanted to... She had a number her brochure that she was handing out, so I didn't want to give the... Look at me. Here it is, Million Mother March, May 19th at 8 a.m. It's at Kenesha Park, 1575 North White Avenue, and... Let's see, where's the number? I know there was a number she had. I thought there was one on this on flyer. No, it's not. Oh, wait. Yes, it is. I had to pull up another. Let's see. Oh, it's 909-480-1357. Now, if it's a 4K walk. The walk itself starts at 8:30 a.m. It is a Million Mothers March. And so save that date. It's the 12th annual one. So this is a big to-do. If you ever lost a family or friend, they said come out and support the Million Mother March. And Ethel Gardner started this foundation when she lost her son, her only son. So... they help a lot of women get through some of the trials and tribulation that women go through. So it's worthwhile. A lot of good contacts. A lot of your public officials will be there. And people that really care about people come out and support this great event.
Okay, well, I got, three more here to do, which is... One.org, which is on your page, Paulette, they want to stop spread of HIV. And they're doing a pretty good job because they're not able to do it before a child is even born. And basically, you just go to the website. If you're a mother and you've got some problems, please go to their website. It's very, very easy. www.one.org. Next would be yourlifeyourvoice.org. What they primarily do over there is to encourage how to deal with behavior problems, and they have partnership programs. And you can find out all about that by just simply going to that website. And then one of my favorites, which is Camp Corral. Camp Corral is a free summer camp for military children, and they have a priority which is given to wounded, disabled, or fallen military families. You can contact Camp Corral by going to the website at www.campcorral.org, or please feel free to call the phone number, which is 855-605-1267. Okay, that concludes a lot of the information, and whenever I close out, I always make a statement, which is my own personal opinion. And so I'm going to make that statement at this particular moment. I choose to speak out because silence is consent. I am a self-proclaimed change agent. Yes, I am an agitator. I choose to be provocative. Speaking out raises tough issues. Sometimes it makes other people uncomfortable. Moreover, making some people uncomfortable is who I choose to be. I work hard to do that. I take risks. And I use myself, I tell life stories and experiences. I share my own weaknesses and my mistakes. I use me as the guinea pig. Basically, folks, my belief is that we need to, that can't help themselves. And to do that,
we need to make a more serious effort. We're living in a backwards world, and it takes all of us to make some small changes. I am Selena A. Lindsay. I thank you for listening to this broadcast, and I look forward to you being with us again on our next show. Have a great night and good night.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.